is VOA One, the hits.
Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners. So we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases, especially written, for people learning English.
Today on the program, you will hear from Brian Lynn, Susan Shand, and John Russell. Later, Katie Weaver and Ashley will bring us the next part in our series on America's national parks. But first, here is Brian Lynn.
The United States population has slowed to its lowest rate since the 1930s, the Census Bureau said Monday. Every 10 years, the Census Bureau counts the country's people. The total U.S. population is now 331,449,281. It is 7.4% more than 10 years ago, but the second slowest increase ever. Experts say the slow rate is due to an older population, less immigration, and the effects of the Great Recession. The 2008 economic crisis led many young adults to wait to get married and have families, which slowed the birth rate. The only slower growth of the U.S. population was in the 1930s. During the Great Depression. The slow rate in the 2010s had a similar start because of the Great Recession and the long recovery that followed. Demographers do not think population growth will pick up soon, and some believe growth may slow down even more. Americans are getting older. The median age in the U.S. is 38, up 1 year from 37 in 2010. Immigration had been decreasing, and the pandemic mostly ended it. William Fry is a demographer with the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C. Unlike the Great Depression, it's part of a process where we're likely to keep having slow growth, Fry said. A slowing population growth may create problems for the country's future. John Lettieri is the president of the Economic Innovation Group. He said that the U.S. now has more Americans aged 80 or older than 2 or younger. The big demographic advantage the U.S. once enjoyed over other rich nations has evaporated, he wrote in a tweet. The census is also politically important because the number of congressional seats in each state is decided by its population. The 2020 census data shows that Americans are continuing to move to Republican-run states in the South and West. For now, that gives Republicans a chance to win many seats in the U.S. House and possibly win back control. Several Republican states have gained congressional seats. Texas, the state with the second most people, was the biggest winner. It added 2 congressional seats. Florida and North Carolina each gained 1. Colorado, Montana, and Oregon all grew in population and gained a seat each. States losing seats included the Democratic states of Illinois, Michigan, and New York. In the long term, however, migration may not be good news for Republicans. Many of the fastest growing states in the South and West are bringing in younger people and minorities, groups that usually vote Democratic. William Fulton is the director of the Kinder Institute for Urban Research at Rice University in Houston. He said Texas is becoming the new California, a large state that is adding a lot of people. California still has 10 million more people than Texas, but many are moving. The cost of living in California can be very high, and people are leaving for other western states. That migration helped make Colorado and Nevada Democratic. That's the California exodus, Fry said. Californians are taking their votes and moving to other places. I'm Brian Lynn.
The International Council of Nurses, or ICN, warned Thursday that the world is facing a nursing crisis. In the next few years, the organization said the worldwide workforce of 27 million nurses could be reduced by up to 50%. The organization said that nursing groups in 64 nations reported unhappiness over pay and working conditions. The groups said violence and threats also caused nurses to leave their profession. There is also the COVID-19 effect. The organization said these difficult conditions were having a great effect on the mental health of nurses around the world. ICN leader Howard Catton said politicians and leaders have recognized the importance of nurses in healthcare. But nurses are still not being paid comparatively. And that, I think, is very much also at the heart of the discontent, the unhappiness, some of the actions that we are seeing from nurses around the world, he said. Strikes over nurses' pay and working conditions have broken out in Zimbabwe, Lebanon, Northern Ireland, the United States, and other countries. The ICN said strikes, growing unhappiness, and concerns over protection at work were causing people to be less interested in a nursing career. Catton also said that the interruption in nurses' education during the pandemic has resulted in a 6 to 12 month delay for new nurses coming into the profession. These issues will cause problems for both recruitment to the nursing profession and the retention of those nurses we already have, he said. These problems exist throughout the world, but are greater in low and middle income countries. In the report, ICN noted many nurses are leaving developing countries to go to richer countries where pay and conditions are better. Meanwhile, richer countries are actively seeking to bring nurses in from poorer countries to reduce their own shortages, the ICN report said. I'm Susan Shand.
China says it has successfully launched the first part of a planned new space station it aims to complete by the end of 2022. State media reported the module was carried to space Thursday by a Long March 5B rocket. It was built to house Chinese astronauts during stays of up to 6 months. The module is called Tianhe, which means Harmony of the Heavens in Chinese. It is one of three main parts China plans to use to build its first self-developed permanent space station. Chinese officials have said 11 space missions will be necessary to complete the space station, which will orbit Earth at an altitude of 340 to 450 kilometers. China's President Xi Jinping praised the launch as an important pilot project in the building of a powerful nation in both technology and in space, state media reported. China aims to become a major space power by 2030. It has been expanding its space program in recent years with successful crewless missions to the Moon and Mars. In December, China landed its third spacecraft on the Moon and said the vehicle successfully collected material from the lunar surface. The country also has a spacecraft orbiting Mars that is expected to land on the planet around the middle of next month. Currently, the only other space station in service is the International Space Station. It is backed by the United States, Russia, Europe, Japan, and Canada. China was banned from taking part in ISS operations by the United States. The future of the aging ISS is currently unclear. The project is set to end in 2024 unless its international partners approve new financing to keep it going. NASA officials have signaled that a continuation of the ISS beyond 2024 is likely. But its other main supporter, Russia, has said it is considering quitting the project as early as 2025 to build its own space station. Earlier this month, the head of Russia's space agency, Dmitry Rogozin, told the state-run Interfax news agency the country had been making plans to build its own space station. He added that the project would aim to launch into orbit by 2030 if Russian President Vladimir Putin approved the plan. A new Russian space station would bring an end to more than 20 years of close cooperation between Russia and the United States. Russian cosmonauts have worked on the ISS with astronauts from the U.S. and 16 other countries since 1998. I'm Brian Lynn.
Spring is a lovely time of year in the United States. It is a time of growth and movement. Trees flower and birds sing. In a celebration of spring, this week's Everyday Grammar will explore phrasal verbs with the word spring. You will learn about the similarities and differences between spring from, spring on, and spring up. Spring is a season and a noun with several different meanings. But spring is also a verb. It means to move suddenly or quickly to a different position. This idea is important as we explore phrasal verbs with spring in them. Before we begin, a word about phrasal verbs. Phrasal verbs have a verb and one or more short words linked to it. The verb and short word, or words, act together to take on a new meaning. They mean something different from what the individual words suggest. So, spring, a verb, has a different meaning in the phrasal verb form, spring from. What does spring from mean? Let's find out. The phrasal verb spring from is often followed by a noun. We say something sprang from something when talking about the past. Spring from means to start from or to be caused by something. Imagine you hear a discussion with a famous musician. The musician might describe how he or she got the idea for a song.
The song sprang from a childhood memory.
The meaning is that the childhood memory started or caused the idea for the song. Now let's consider the phrasal verb spring on. Americans generally use the structure spring something on someone. It means to surprise a person with something, such as a request, decision, or announcement. Imagine you hear two workers talking after a business meeting. One worker might say to the other,
"I can't believe how the client sprang that bad news on us."
The worker means that the client surprised the business with a sudden announcement. Our final phrasal verb is spring up. Spring up means to grow or appear suddenly. It can have a close connection to spring, the season. For example, you could say that in spring, flowers spring up overnight. But many other kinds of things can spring up. Problems, disagreements, weeds, and so on. So both problems and good things can spring up. You may have noticed that our phrasal verbs, and the noun spring, the season, carry or suggest the idea of a beginning, growth, movement, or change. The next time you are learning new vocabulary, try to make connections between the meanings of different terms. You can think of these words as branches on a tree. While the branches stand out on their own, they are connected to the main part of the tree, the trunk. You can think of the trunk as a central idea or theme. In the same way, vocabulary words have different meanings, but they often have connections to a main idea. Over time, your vocabulary will grow, just like a tree over the years. And with hard work, you will be able to use your growing vocabulary when different speaking opportunities spring up. I'm John Russell.
Our National Parks journey takes us to the western state of Colorado. There, you will find a 77-kilometer-long canyon. Its exposed rocks are among the oldest you will find on Earth. The canyon is so narrow and so deep that sunlight shines only briefly at the bottom at midday. That frequent darkness is what has given this canyon its name. Welcome to Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park.
Black Canyon seems impossibly steep and narrow. The fast-moving Gunnison River formed the canyon over millions of years. As the river flows through the canyon, it drops an average of 18 meters per kilometer. The Gunnison River loses more elevation in its 77-kilometer canyon stretch than the Mississippi River does in 2,400 kilometers from Minnesota to the Gulf of Mexico. This loss in elevation causes the river to gain speed and force. Over time, that force has carved and cut the hard rock and created the wild and jagged rock formations found at Black Canyon. That process is known as erosion.
Black Canyon attracted little attention from early Western explorers. In fact, no early Spanish explorers to the southwestern United States reported seeing Black Canyon. The first written record about the canyon came in 1873. The Ute Indians certainly knew of Black Canyon, but only its rim, never the gorge, shows evidence of past human occupation. Even today, the depth and steepness of Black Canyon make it extremely difficult for humans to access.
Birds, however, have no problem surviving in the canyon environment. Black Canyon is home to many kinds of birds. They live at the canyon rim, along its walls, and by the river. Mountain bluebirds and great horned owls live in the rim area. The owls eat seeds and berries from the pinyon, juniper, and oak trees found there. Canyon wrens sing loudly within Black Canyon. Visitors are more likely to hear the birds than see them. They build their nests on flat surfaces of the canyon walls. So do peregrine falcons. They prey on other birds. They dive at speeds up to 300 kilometers per hour to catch them. American dippers build their nests in the gorge next to the Gunnison River. A gorge is a narrow valley between hills or mountains. These dippers feed on insects and small fish.
Some people come to Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park for world-class bird watching. But it is the canyon itself that appeals to most visitors. Walking along the rim, seeing the canyon's towering cliffs, and hearing the powerful flow of the Gunnison River far below is an overwhelming experience. At Black Canyon, visitors can view some of the planet's oldest exposed rocks. They are Precambrian rocks. Precambrian accounts for the Earth's history from its very beginning up until about 540 million years ago. Precambrian rocks are described as basement rocks because they are usually buried deep under the surface. They only become exposed when younger rocks have been cut away by erosion or other forces. At Black Canyon, the Gunnison has eroded the canyon walls so greatly that Precambrian rocks have become visible.
Often, the canyon's rock walls look like works of art. Different kinds of rocks fold together and form colorful patterns. The patterns change as sunlight hits different parts of the walls. One area of the canyon is known as Painted Wall. It is the highest cliff in Colorado. Long pink bands of rock cover this section of the canyon, as if a person took a paintbrush to the wall. This pattern formed as hot liquid from below the Earth's surface forced its way into rock cracks. As it slowly cooled, large crystals formed. The bands get their pink color from a crystallized mineral called potassium feldspar.
Local people knew just how special Black Canyon was. They began urging Congress to protect the canyon in the 1930s. It became a national monument in 1933. And in 1999, it became a national park. The park protects more than 22 kilometers of the canyon. Most visitors spend their time exploring the canyon rim by foot or by car. Several kilometers of trails lead to many overlook points. A road also leads to several breathtaking views. The U.S. Congress named the lands below the canyon rim a wilderness preservation system. This is meant to protect forever the land's natural conditions.
Some adventurous travelers choose to explore this wilderness by hiking down to the inner canyon. There are no marked trails to guide them. Hikers must first get a wilderness use permit. These permits are free, but only a limited number are available each day. Many of the paths are difficult to follow. Some are also dangerous. The Warner Point Trail, for example, drops more than 820 meters. Walking down takes more than 2 hours. Walking back up can take up to 4 hours. The Park Service warns that poison ivy grows wildly in the inner canyon. There is also the risk of falling rocks. But to reach a place where no humans ever tried to live is the reward. In the words of a 1901 explorer to Black Canyon's river area, "Our surroundings were of the wildest possible description. The roar of the water was constantly in our ears. Occasionally, a rock would fall from one side or the other with a roar and a crash, exploding like a ton of dynamite when it struck bottom, making us think our last day had come." I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Katie Weaver.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.